For the last 3 years, the International Development Research Centre, the IDRC, has been sponsoring a series of collaborative research projects in the field of distance education in 14 countries in Asia. We will discuss impressions of the project, what its sub-projects have revealed. The leader of the Pandora initiative is Professor Naveed Malik, director of the Virtual University of Pakistan. The co-leader is Professor Tian Belawati, who is Vice Director of Academic Affairs at the Open University of Indonesia. And the Senior Program Officer who generated the idea for the Pandora Network is Maria Ngli Hoon from the International Development Research Center, Pan-Asia Office in Singapore. Maria, would you sum up the origins of this project?
IDRC actually has been working in a networked mode since many, many years ago. In this particular Pandora project, we decided to be a lot more experimental and to test the boundaries where collaborative networking could go. The classic model of network that we have been supporting in projects is where the participating countries collaborate by coming together in a workshop or in a meeting to share experiences and to share about the work that each had designed, monitored, developed and evaluated. And the cross-sharing comes at the table where they share experiences. However, that kind of model never allowed each participating partner to work together in a collaborative piece of work where they contribute to one curated piece of work or in a particular project. So in this Pandora model, we designed nice projects, but each of the participants would come from different countries and work together on one piece of work. In other words, they don't do the individual pieces and only share experience about what they have done, but they actually come into an implementation mode as well as a research mode on one piece of work that interests the various collaborative parties. So this was a departure from the classic design.
So what has been the main experience, would you say, Professor Malik, in terms of this departure from the traditional design towards a collaborative design?
The collaborative model used by Pandora itself has been very interesting in the sense that it is not an inter-institutional design of collaboration, but it's also inter-country. We had specified with each and every one of the sub-projects that comprise the Pandora grand project must have at least two, if not more, countries and one or more institution in each country. From a meta-project perspective, there have been lessons learned in this approach as well. We have tried to communicate electronically as far as has been possible, and of course the collaboration has required face-to-face meetings within the sub-projects. But the electronic communications in particular, email, etc., or even the audio conferences like the one that we're holding now, that were conducted online, and brought up some very interesting cultural disparities. A simple question asked over email might get no response in certain cases. In a more e-cultural environment, one would expect at least a reply. You would not get a reply till the reply actually contained the answer. So there was never an acknowledgement of the email. If it took 3 weeks to get the answer together, it took 3 weeks to get a reply to the email. So the netiquettes, as we understand them nowadays, are not ubiquitous in the region, and the response to email or audio conferencing online via the internet was influenced by cultural issues, which leads us towards making some modifications in the way we work here. And obviously we hope that people will come up to speed and cultures will come up to speed into a more homogeneous environment. But in terms of getting actual research output of the project, they have been performing much better than this lack of e-interaction might seem to indicate, primarily because it was not entirely an e-collaboration. There were enough face-to-face meetings and focus group discussions built into each and every project, so people were able to travel and participate in conferences within each sub-project and even at the grant project level. So the overall experience has been interesting and there have been lessons learned, and we would probably want to use these very lessons on the collaboration aspects of the project in any subsequent efforts. Thanks, John.
Professor Bellawati, could you tell us about some of the results then of the 9 sub-projects?
We are proud to say that we have achieved quite a lot of things. For example, from the accessibility and acceptance studies that involved India, Pakistan and Sri Lanka, we managed to compile baseline information and baseline data on the accessibility, acceptance and effect of the technologies if they applied in South Asia. And we are also proud to see that sub-project on the viability of mobile SMS technologies, for example, has produced SMS modules for non-formal education. We also have developed e-assessment software and learning management system, which has components of SMS technologies and also video conferences. We have developed a learning object materials repository with some learning objects in it. And also, we are able to come up with recommendations and policy briefs for governments for how to further develop distance education in their respective countries.
Thank you. As Professor Malik said, it has sometimes been a very hard uphill battle to create the collaboration that was required by the collaborative model. But as a number of the projects have indicated, the impact of this Pandora network activity upon educators as well as upon students has been tremendous. The fact that every one of those research teams has been able to come together for an audio discussion of this sort at the conclusion of the project indicates that many new skills have been developed in the low connectivity of Asian countries. So I would like to thank Maria Eng, who generated this project from the IDRC and her Pan-Asia office in Singapore, Professor Malik, co-leader Professor Bellawati, for their important work. And I'm very pleased that they involved me from Athabasca University to assist in these projects. And does anybody have any final points?
Just a point. I would like to compliment you in terms of the input that you provided to the project all along, especially the academic input and your help and senior level mentoring that you have provided to many of our research teams in the region, especially in the developing countries of Cambodia, Laos and Vietnam. And I hope that in terms of the published literature that the Pandora project and its subsequent projects produce, your contribution should not go unrecognized. So thank you very much from all of us at Pandora.
Thank you very much. It's been a great pleasure. All of our discussions will now be uploaded for access on demand around the world.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Bye.